Omar Rava, Rava said like this, Man hai delay chayish lekimcha. Who's the person who doesn't care about like making good wheat? In other words, he didn't learn good. He didn't wasn't medayi klo what he asked here. The bechol yoyim tanan. We learned before bechol yoyim. Rashi bechol yoyim heavy arba marochas tanan. Vafilu shavas a mashma. Ramei before said every day of the year there are four marochas. Every day is mashma, even Shabbos also. So again, what are you telling me the Chiddush? I wouldn't know Shabbos from the word B'chol Yom. I know Shabbos also. Like I know this Chiddush already. That even on Shabbos also, you're allowed to have this fourth Marocha in order to burn Friday's Kabonis. Moses Kash and Echlami, you got me there. A little bit of Kasha. They still a bit of Shver. What do you have to have the Chiddush for here? Vafilu B'Shabbos, like Ramei said this Chiddush already. We learned it before already, even on Shabbos also, you're allowed to burn Friday's Kabonis. So Moses says, Upligi the Rav Huna. The Agd is now on Rav Huna. The Omar, the Rav Huna says like this. The beginning of a korban is doicha Shabbos. Now, the korban you bring on Shabbos, the korban not tomid of Shabbos, you're allowed to burn on Shabbos. That's doicha Shabbos. Oh, the soifoi ain doicha. A korban that was born on Friday and today on Shabbos, just the end, you want to finish it off burning it today on Shabbos, you're not allowed to. Soifoi is not doicha Shabbos. So, Rashi, plegi the Rafuna. Adabakapora, viyada Rava. Rafuna argues on Bakapora and Rava. The Yoma that they say, Bechol Yom de Masnitz and Davkahu. Fafilu Bishabis. Rafuna Sava, no, Bechol Yom Labar Mishabis. Rafuna argues on both of them. That's what Rafuna said before, Bechol Yom, he means all the weekdays. Renachnami, on Shabbos, you do not have a fourth Marocha. Because on Shabbos, that's that Shabbos is Deicha. You're allowed to burn Kabonis. It's only Tchilosi. If the carbon is a carbon on Shabbos, if you're allowed to make the Shchita, then it's Deicha, you can burn it also. But a Seifer, just to end off a carbon on Shabbos, that started from Choyol, Havad is not Deicha Shabbos, that's Rafuna Shita. So Rafuna Agaz on Bakapora and on Rova. Kufa. Omer Rafuna, Tomit Tchilosi Deicha. Seifer ain't Deicha. The carbon at Tomit on Shabbos, comes Shabbos Kodesh, in the morning of Erev, you're allowed to bring a carbon at Tomit, it's Deicha Shabbos. Mashenkein Soifoi, Friday's carbon that you brought yesterday, you started off yesterday, just you didn't finish off burning and you want to burn it today on Shabbos, that's not Deicha Shabbos. Shrashi Tchilosa Deicha, Tomit Shal Shabbos, Nishcha B'Shabbos, V'Kor B'Shabbos, that's very good. Of the Soifoi and Deicha, Tomit Shal Erev Shabbos, Friday's carbon, Ein Evor Miftor, Mishav Teshach, Elamale Nuboi Join. You have to Badaska burn it Friday, when it comes Friday night Shabbos, you're not allowed to burn Friday's Kabonis. So the Mara, Maya in the Deicha, what does it mean it's not Deicha? What do you mean Soifoi in the Deicha? So Rav Chisda Amar, Deicha es Shabbos, Vienna Deicha to Tomit. It's taka Deicha Shabbos, you are allowed to burn it on Shabbos, just it's not Deicha Tumah. Let's say the right Tzibur is Tomei, you're not allowed to bring this carbon to Tzibur. That's what he says. Rosh is Mayena Deicha, and the Deicha es Tumah. Hekter Chalovim Viemorim, Elazrikas Donabuvad. You know what's Deicha Tumah in the case where Rove and Tzibur is Tomei, that you're allowed to bring the carbon to Tzibur, it's only Allah of the Zrikas Domei. To bring the carbon, make the Zrikas Adam, that you can do even though you're Tomei. Mashenkein, burning the carbon, even though the tzibur was tamei, you're not allowed to burn the carbon b'tzibur. Lishna b'tuma, lishna achrina tchilosa hekter chalovim, soifei evorim shnisusim eberiv, zeh shumativ rishon irbeni. That's like the first step better. We're talking about what? That tuma is chuyah b'tzibur, that's only to bring the shchita and to make the zrikas adam. But coming to burn the piece of the meat, you're not allowed to burn it if it's tamei. That's what Rav Chisda learns. That doich es ha-shabbis, v'na doich es ha-tuma. Rabbi Omar, Deich is just the opposite. Deich is a Tumah, Vienna Deich is a Shabbos. No, it's Deich, Friday's Korban is Deich a Tumah. If it's a Korban Tzibur, you're allowed to do it with Tumah. Vienna Deich is a Shabbos. Omalai Abayas, Abayas said like this. Omalai Abayas, the Rabbah. Ledidoch Kasha, the Rabbi Chizda Kasha. I have a Kasha in both of you. Ledidoch Kasha, according to your Rabbi, it's Shver. Maishna Tumah. Why do you say Tumah? The Apostle says, V'moyadoin, V'yafilu B'tumah. Like you say, Tumah, it is Deicha. Why? Because the Pasuk says, B'tumah B'moyadoin. I mean, any korban tzibur has to be brought, it's brought at its time. Even though the tzibur is B'tumah, that's the lacha. Korban tzibur is Deicha Tumah. A korban Pesach, korban atumid, even though the robe tzibur is Tumah, you're allowed to bring the korban B'tumah. Abazoi Shabbos Namah, the same thing about Shabbos. B'moyadoin, V'afilu B'Shabbos. Why don't you dash in? Even on Shabbos also it's Deicha. I will soon say the Chur Teretz's portion. Havad, the korban Shabbos is Deicha Shabbos. Here we're talking about Friday's korban dome. Friday's korban was left over. You want to be able to burn it on Shabbos. Who said you could burn it on Shabbos? But that's his kasha though. The Chur Shabbos, we're talking about now Friday's korban atomid. So the korban atomid was a korban tzibur. So just like it says, b'moyadoi, you could bring it even b'tumah. Why can't it be burnt even b'Shabbos also? That's one kasha. Shabbos. Why do you say it is Doicha Shabbos? You're allowed to burn Friday's Korban Atomid. On Shabbos, Yechzik was the post. It says, B'moyadoi, at its right time, Mashm, any time. Afilu b'Shabbos, the Korban Seber is brought, even on Shabbos also. Abazoi Tumanami. Why do you say it's not brought of its tome? The post says, B'moyadoi, Mashm, at its right time. If it's a Korban Seber, it has to be brought, even b'tumo. Afilu b'tumo. So what's the chiluk? No, the post says, B'moyadoi, Mashm, a Korban Seber is brought, even on Shabbos, or even b'tumo. So what's Pshat and Rabbi and Rabbi Chizda that one says one way, one says only Shabbos is Doicha, and one says only Tumah Shabbos and Monashoch. If you dash in the word B'moyadei, that's the right time, both should be Doicha, and if not, neither. So Omalei, so Rabbi answered back, Lele Didi Kasha, nothing Shver to me, but Lele Rabbi Chizda Kasha, there's no Kasha and Rabbi Chizda reader. We both say good Pshatim. But Didi Le Kasha, according to me, nothing is Shver. Okay, the Rabbi said it was Doicha as a Tumah, V'ena Doicha as a Shabbos. He says, Soifo Kitchilosai. The soifa, the end, the burning of the kabonis, has the same halacha like chilosoi, like the beginning, the shchita of the carbon. And tumasoi did chilosoi. Tuma did chilosoi. No, it's the same. Yilakash soifa chilosoi, that's the klal of all over. The end of the carbon has the same halacha like the beginning of the carbon. So therefore it's very good. Tuma, if the carbon was tamei, did chilosoi bar mitchi tuma. The beginning of the carbon, Friday's carbon. If today Rova, the tzibah, was tamei, the carbon atomid, you're allowed to bring it betumah. Is have a seifa nami, who are then the end of the thing by burning it, even though you want to burn it now tomorrow on Shabbos, and even though now it first became tamei on Shabbos, so what? Since the beginning of this carbon had a din to bedeicha tumah, because of the carbon tzibah, who are then seifa, the end of the carbon, could also be bedeicha tumah. If at the end, b'shas the burning, the next day it became tamei, still you're allowed to burn it. Because the beginning was Doicha Tumah, who would in the end could be Doicha Tumah. Of a Dochi Shabbos, you want to tell me though? Have you Saifa Nami Dochi? Have you Saifa Nami Dochi? Right, good. Now Shabbos, Mashiach could come to be Doicha Shabbos, did Chilosai Lav Bar Mitzche Shabbosu. You're talking about Friday's Korban Atomid. Friday's Korban Atomid, when you brought it on Friday to start off with, it's not Doicha Shabbos. Friday's Korban is to be brought on Friday, not on Shabbos. That's the Sor of Shuta, Saifa Nami the Dochi. So what in the end to burn Friday's carbon happened to be you didn't burn it on Friday. You want to burn it Friday night on Shabbos or Shabbos morning, nothing doing. This carbon does not have a din to be doicha Shabbos. So what din soifer burning of it also can be doicha Shabbos. It's very good rabbi. Rabbi says a very good svara. The beginning of a carbon atomid is a carbon seber, could be doicha tuma. See, even the end, the burning of it, even if first became tuma, at the end, it has the same din at the beginning, you're allowed to bring it for tuma. Mashenkin, Bedeicha Shabbos, it depends. If the beginning of this carbon was a Friday carbon, it has no Shaykh at the Bedeicha Shabbos, so Seifer to burn it on Shabbos, nothing doing, you're not allowed to burn it on Shabbos. It has nothing to do with the word B'mayadoi. B'mayadoi says a carbon that's supposed to be brought on Shabbos, a beginning of the carbon that's brought on Shabbos, B'mayadoi, true. It has to be brought B'dafka today, and today is Shabbos, bring it today. But it's only if it's a Shabbos that called carbon. If it's a Friday carbon, the beginning is not Bedeicha Shabbos, Shita, Seifer is not Bedeicha Shabbos either. Rav Chizda says just the opposite way. Rav Chizda said that what Shabbos it is doicha, but tumah it's not doicha. It's not sure Rav Chizda either. He learns like this: Soifoi kitchilosai. The end has the same halacha like the beginning. So no, soifoi kitchilosai lesli. He doesn't know from this svara soifoi kitchilosai. That he doesn't hold. The end does not have to be the same way the beginning is. Mainly like this, he holds: Shabbos the hutrihi v'tzibur soifoi nami dochi. Shabbos halacha is, the lama test halacha is not allowed to burn anything on Shabbos. When it comes to carbon, Sibur's mamash hutra. Hey, the kabbonis Sibur, when you bring it on Shabbos, the pshat is mamash hutra. It's like the Torah didn't put the parsha of Shabbos in the gate of the kabbonis of Sibur. So that's what Chizda's svara, even though you're talking about Friday's carbon Sibur, talking about Friday's carbon atomid, you didn't burn it Friday. So what? Now when it comes Friday night Shabbos, or Shabbos by day, since today on Shabbos, Kabonas Ahutra, you're allowed to burn Friday's carbon today also. That's from Chizda's Svara. It doesn't know from the Svara, Soifa has to be like the beginning. Even though the beginning of Friday's carbon couldn't be Doicha Shabbos, but now when it comes to burning, Lamaisa, the time to burn it now is on Shabbos, Negea to Shabbos, a carbon Tzibah is Mamish Hutra. There's no Isser at all. Therefore, even Friday's carbon you can burn on Shabbos. That's the Svara. And this will be the Svara according to Rav Meir before we had, that if you learn not like Rav Huna, if you learn like Bar Kapora, and you learn like Rav Lez learned before, that according to Rav Meir, there was a fourth Maracha even on Shabbos. That means on Shabbos Kodesh, you are allowed to burn Friday's Kabonis. Is this Svara? because Shabbos the Pshat is Hutra. That there's no Issa Kabonis, a carbon seed is not Issa Bechlau on Shabbos is Hutra. So even though with Friday's carbon, so what? Now that it's Shabbos though, what are you burning? You're burning a carbon seed, it's not much Hutra on Shabbos. True, the locker is tum. We learn out that it's tum is doichet tzibur. Even though the tzibur is tumay, you're allowed to bring the carbon. But learn that's only a loch of the chuya. Like if you have no other way out, then you're allowed to do it. So then we say tchilas so diike kapara dochi. The beginning of the carbon to make the shchita, to make the zrikas adam. That's the kapara of the carbon. That's dochi. Because even though the tzibur is tumay, still, you're allowed to bring the carbon, because the halacha of the mayada is doicha tuma. Let's see, the carbon seber is doicha tuma. But what's doicha? The ikar of the carbon, the kapara shaboy, just the shchita and the zrikam. Mashen came soifai, in a case where you didn't burn it yet. And now, b'shas burning the evorim become tamei, the lav ikar kapara, that's not the ikar of the kapara. Even if you don't burn the evorim, still you have the kapara ready. Then the klal is loidochi, it's taken not doicha tuma. And since it's only a din of dechuya, it's not hutra. Hey, the tumah would have been hutra. We had a machlokes before reading the Gemara. One man the Yom says tumah is taka hutra b'tzibur. If you learn hutra, that's pshat takin rabba. That's what rabba says. You're allowed to burn it, even though the seifoy could be burnt for tumah. A parsha of Chiz learns no, that tumah is only dechuya. So in other words, there is an issa tumah, and with issa tumah, you're not allowed to put it on the mizbeach. But since it's dechuya, if it has to be done, there's no other way out. We give you a heter. You're allowed to do it today. The heter is only what has to be done for the kapara. The extra mitzvahs of burning it, it's not negated to the kaparam, then you don't have to do it, you're not allowed to do it, since it's tummy. So that's another machlekes between Abchizda and Rabba. So there's no kasha. It's not, even though the pot says b'mayadoi, but this way it is a little bit of a chiddish though. Even though the pot, there's still a bit of a chiddish. Because there's one pasuk b'mayadoi. From the pasuk b'mayadoi, we're learning that a carbon seber is doicha Shabbos, and we're learning out from the same word b'mayadoi at the right time, that a carbon seber is doicha tumah. So it's the same pasuk teaching us both halachas. So Rav Chizda says, Negeya to Shabbos is called Hutra, Negeya to Tum is called Chuya. Because how does he know that? That you have to say that's some halacha, that he has a Kabbalah for. Because even though it's the same Pasuk, that Shabbos you're allowed to bring Kabbonis, and Tum you're allowed to bring Kabbonis, but he holds in Svarah by saying he has a Kabbalah, that Shabbos is Mamash Hutra, and Tum is only the Chuya, even though Chur is the same Pasuk. That could be a different Pasuk, maybe. Right. Itna. It's really the same thing. The question is, it has to be done today. So it's certainly kufim. Like chura today, you can't do it because today is Shabbos. Or right now, you can't do it because it's tumah. Or maybe Shabbos is more of a time here. Not sure. Could be the Torah shows mash with other psukim. Shabbos or other psukim also. Learn out from. My other fellow be Shabbos lav mashmois dor shachi ela me oil es Shabbos be Shabbatay. Who be the other psukim most that say Shabbos is deicher? It now learned like this. Ha mechabe eish machte umenoyva. We know there's a lav hatori not allowed to put out the fire on top of the mizbeach. What about if you put out the fire on the machte? You take out the fire that you took the coals in the shovel to light the keteris with, to burn the keteris. You also put out the fire of the menoyva. Is there a lav or not? So for the terrorists, is clearly, and now I put out the fire of the Mizbeach. What about putting out the fire of the menorah, or putting out the fire of the coals that you have in your machta? Abaye Ramachai, Abaye says, yes, there's a chiv, there's a nisa diraisa. Rav Ramapot, Rav says, no, midiraisa, it's mutu, it's only midirabonin. Mashpas potter, ablosim. So more, the kfiya, b'roish Hashem Mizbeach, to put it out when it's on top of the Mizbeach, to kuli yamla pliga the chayiv. Everybody holds avad, the coals are on the top of the Mizbeach, avad yechayiv. Rashi learns a mechabe eish machta menorah liachas shechote gicholim lemachta. After you took already the coals in the shovel, oil the menorah kibin. Rashi took the fire to light the menorah. Now you put out the fire. Is a machleke sabayis says chayim mishum leisichta. The pasuk goes even on this fire also. And Rava says no. The potter. The Gemara says coals aman the fire. The coals is on top of the mizbeach. Everybody holds a vadi yichayiv. He pligi, where's the machlekes? Where's Rabbi Sayyipotah? The Asay Arya, where you took the coals off the Mizbeach and you put it down on the ground. And now, Ukfiyah, now you put it out. Abaye wa mechayiv. Why? Esha Mizbeachu. It's still the fire came from the Mizbeach, even though you put it down on the floor now. It's still called Esha Mizbeach Lesichbem. And now I put it out. Rabbi Ramapotah. Kiva the Natka. Once you took it off the Mizbeach, it's not called Esha Mizbeach anymore. You don't have the special love of taking out this fire.
For the Mori Alohod, the Yomer of Nachman. Omer Rav Baravua, Ha Moirid Gecheles Mi'al HaMizbeach. If somebody takes off coals off the Mizbeach, the Kibba, and he puts out those coals, Chayiv. There, Sir Nachman says clearly, Chayiv. Is the Chura that's told in this Machloik, is Abaya and Rav of the Chura. Is Kaman the Chura Kabaya? The Chura of Nachman has to go like Abaya that says Yechayiv. Because according to Rav, it says Yepoter, here also, since the coals were taken off the Mizbeach, it should be Potter. So Gemara says, no, here it's better. Afilu teimik rova. I tell you, Rav Nachman could even be going like rova. There's a chilek. Hosom lo imkola mitzvosoi. Hoch imkola mitzvosoi. Rav Nachman's case is, Stam, you took the coals off the mizbech and put it on the floor. But you didn't take it off for a purpose, use it for a new mitzvah. So since you didn't take it, use it for a new mitzvah, it's still called Esha mizbech. Therefore, you chayiv if you put it out. Rav is being mecharish. When you take the shovel full of coals, I'm an ass to use it for the k'teris. So once you take it off the mizbech, it's now it's called Esh, shol k'teris. It's not called anymore the Eish Shal Mizbeach. Who then you took this coal, the fire off, light the menorah. Since you took it for the purpose of the menorah, now already when it gets off the Mizbeach, it's called Eish Shal Menorah. It's not called the Eish Shal Mizbeach anymore. That's what Rav says, Yepoter. Because you're taking it for another mitzvah. But here in Rav Nachman's case, you stand, take the coals off the Mizbeach and put it on the floor, not for any new purpose. It's still called Eish Shal Mizbeach. Havadah is allowed, even according to Rav. Ika the army is something like this. The achti ar yok shvi the kuliyam lepliga the potter. No, even Abaye is murder there. If you take the coals off the mizbech and put it on the floor, even Abaye is murder the potter. Keep pligi, where's the machlokes the kshvi of roshes mizbech? Where you took your shovel and you took the coals out of the middle of the mizbech, the marochem, but the coals are still on top of the mizbech. You're still there. There's the machlokes. Abaye wa mechayiv. Why? Eshem mizbechu. Since you're still on top of the mizbech, that's called eshem mizbech yichayiv. Rovi wa mepotter. Kivon the natke natke. Even though you're on top of the Mizbeach, but since you took the shovel full of coals I'm not to use for the K'teris, it's like doesn't have a shame Eish HaMizbeach anymore, it's already called Eish HaK'teris, or else Eish HaMenorah. Is Elos of the Morah, Hodi Yomer of Nachman, or Rav Ahuah, HaMorah Gecholos Magabi HaMizbeach, Vakov HaChayiv, is the Chor Kaman, then it's doesn't work anybody. Rav Nachman said, if it takes some coals off the Mizbeach and put it on the floor, and there you put it out, Yechayiv. Is the Chur like Abayev like Rav? It doesn't go anybody. Because they both hold if you take it onto the floor, you potter. Even Abayev holds you potter. Abayev only says, Yechayiv on top of the Mizbeach. So how could Rav Nachman say, if you take coals and put it on the floor, Yechayiv? And the Monachim of the Svara, Hosom lo inkel mitzvosai. Still is good. But Rav Nachman's case, the coals were not taken for any special purpose. He didn't take it to use for new mitzvah. Therefore, he never took off the Shem Eshem Mizbeach. So stop taking the coals off the Mizbeach and putting it on the floor, it's still called Eshem Mizbeach. But over here, where you took your coals, the shovel full of coals, amenas to use for the k'teris. You also took this fire to use for the menorah, even though you are top of the mizbeach. But since you menatik it, hoche inkel the mitzvosin. But since you took it according to Rav's svar, even if you're top of the mizbeach, but as soon as you took it, amenas to use for the k'teris or for the menorah, it has a new shame now, eisha k'teris, eisha menorah, and not a shame, eisha mizbeach. But again, it's only because you're using it for a mitzvah. Mashenk and Rav Nachman's case, we're not using it for a mitzvah. Stam, the coals, stam, fell off the mizbeach, he took it off the mizbeach, Havad, it's still called Eshem mizbeach, and therefore you would have the love. Hadun alecha, talk to the coffee. Good.